بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله، يا رحمة الله الواسعة ويا باب نجاة الأمة، فيا ليتنا كنا معك سيدي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. After the shahada of the flag bearer, Aba Abdullah knew the time had come. The meeting has drawn near. He told his family, إيتوني بثوب لا يرغب فيه أجعله تحت ثيابي. He went out into the battlefield, telling the enemy to come and fight him. Many came. He fought them, sending every one of them to the fire of hell. Then they attacked him in groups. He fought them and killed them. He would attack their lines and they would disperse. He continued to fight them. They attacked him and he attacked them. With that, he asked them for a drink of water until there were 72 wounds on his holy body. He stopped to rest for a moment while he had weakened from fighting. As he was standing, a stone was thrown towards him and it struck his blessed forehead, causing it to bleed. So he took his shirt in order to wipe the blood from his forehead. That was when a poison arrow was shot towards him. The arrow settled on his heart. This is the house of divine secrets. This is the place where angels descend. He said, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati rasulillah. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu annahum yaqtuluna rajulan ليس على وجه الأرض ابن بنت النبي غيره. So the blood began gushing forward as if it were a water sprout. Then Shimr ibn Diljoshan attacked the tents of Al-Husayn by throwing a spear towards them. Then he said, bring me fire that I burn down the tents upon all those who are inside. So Al-Husayn said to him, O son of Diljoshan, you call for fire to burn my household. May Allah burn you in the fire. As the Imam had weakened, Salih ibn Wahab drew a spear entering his waist. So Al-Husayn fell from his horse onto the earth on his right side. And Zainab emerged as she called, Wa akhaya, wa sayyidaya, wa ahla baytaha, layta as-samaa'u utbiqat 'ala al-ard, wa layta al-jibaalu tadakdakat 'ala as-sahaa'. Shimr ibn Diljoshan shouted to his companions, what are you expecting the man to do? So they attacked him from every direction. Zur'at ibn Shariq struck him on his left shoulder. So Al-Husayn struck him back and caused him to fall down. Yet another came forward and struck him on his shoulder with a sword. The body of Aba Abdullah had weakened. He would sit, then stand, then sit, then stand once more. At this moment, the other accursed one took his spear and struck the neck of Aba Abdullah. I wish that had been the end, but it wasn't. The Maqtal says, he withdrew his spear from his holy neck, then struck him on his chest. Our master fell onto the sands of Karbala, but out of his chivalry sat up once again. He placed his blessed hands on his holy neck. They filled with his sacred blood. He covered his face and beard with his pure blood and said, هكذا ألقى الله مقضبا بدمي مغصوبا على حقي. Then Umar ibn Sa'd said to a man on his right, descend upon Al-Husayn and relieve him. So Khawli ibn Anas hurried towards him. Then he struck him in his blessed throat with his sword, while he was saying, by Allah, I shall surely sever your head. And I know you are the son of Allah's messenger and the best of all people in terms of mother and father. Then he severed the blessed head of Abu Abdullah from his body. Wa Husayna, Wa Husayna, Wa Husayna. Would that that had been the end, but it wasn't, it was only the beginning. Then they began to loot the body of Abu Abdullah. One of them took his shirt, another one took his turban, yet another took his sandals. One of them severed his holy finger in order to take his ring. Another took his sword, yet another took his shield. They then began competing to loot the household of revelation. And the daughters of Allah's messenger emerged, crying and wailing upon the separation of their beloved ones. Then they made the ladies leave the tents and set the tents on fire. So the ladies of the holy household emerged barefooted, crying, walking as prisoners. They said, by the right of Allah, take us to the place of Al-Husayn's martyrdom. So when the ladies looked at the martyred ones, they screamed and beat their faces. The narrator says, by Allah, I cannot forget Zainab, the daughter of Ali, as she cried for Al-Husayn and called out with a sorrowful voice and a heavy heart, Wa ya Muhammad, salli alayka malaikatu sama, hada Husaynun bil ara, murammilun bil dima, muqatti'un a'dha. وثكنا وبناتك السبايا إلى الله المشتكى وإلى محمد المصطفى وإلى علي المرتضى وإلى فاطمة الزهراء وإلى حمزة سيد الشهداء ومحمدا وهذا حسين بالعراق تسمي علي ريح السماء قتيل أولاد البغايا وحزنا وكربا عليك يا أبا عبد الله اليوم مات جدي رسول الله يا صحابة محمد هؤلاء ذرية المصطفى يساقون سوق السبايا. The narrator says, by Allah, every enemy and friend cried. Then Sukaina came and embraced the body of Al-Husayn. So a group gathered and separated her from it. Would that that was the end, but it wasn't. Then Umar ibn Sa'd called out to his companions, who will ride horses over the back of Al-Husayn? He chose 10 people to do that. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. It's related that Imam al-Sadiq says, لما كان من أمر الحسين ما كان ضجت الملائكة إلى الله بالبكاء وقالوا يا ربي هذا الحسين سفيك وابن بنت نبيك فأقام الله ظل القائم وقال بهذا أنتقموا لهذا. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.